2012年深秋
In the late autumn of 2012,
北京大学百年讲堂，昆曲的水秀刚刚落定。
The water in the Kunk Opera stage of the 100-year-old lecture hall of Peking University has just settled.
台下掌声还没散尽。
The applause hadn't died down yet.
主办方请于丹上台讲几句话。
Please invite Dr. Fang to come up and speak a few words.
他走上去。
He went up.
话音未落。
Before the words were finished.
嘘声就从台下涌上来了。
The whispers began to rise from the audience.
一浪盖过一浪。
One wave after another.
像潮水拍礁石。
Like the tide hitting the reef.
把他的声音整个淹没。台上的灯光打在她脸上。
The light shone on her face, completely obscuring her voice.
那张脸僵在那里。
That face was frozen there.
笑也不是，走。
Neither laughing nor walking.
走也不是，就。
Not laughing.
就是这个女人六年前站在同一座城市的电视机里。
This woman stood in front of the TV 6 years ago in the same city.
让几亿中国人第一次觉得《论语》原来可以这么读。
Let a few hundred million Chinese people for the first time feel that the Analects can be read in this way.
那是2006年的国庆假期。
It was the National Day holiday in 2006.
那七天
Those 7 days
很多人记得那种感觉
Many people remember that feeling
秋天的午后
Autumn afternoon
阳光斜斜地打进客厅
The sunlight slanted into the living room
茶杯还冒着热气
The teacup is still steaming
百家讲坛的片头曲一响
Once the opening theme of Beijing Giant Tang is played,
手里的事儿就放下了。
Put aside the things in your hands.
屏幕里那个女人声音不高。
The woman on the screen has a quiet voice.
不低。
Not low.
语速不急不缓。
Moderate pace.
把孔子的话一句一句掰碎了。
Break down Confucius's words one by one.
喂
Hey.
到你嘴里，不是课堂上的照本宣科。
It's not just rote learning in the classroom.
不是学术讲座里的高头讲章。
So, a high-pitched lectures in academic seminars.
是那种坐在你对面，读过很多书的邻家大姐，跟你说。
It's like a neighbor lady who has read a lot of books and sits across from you, telling you.
你看，孔子那句话说的。
I see. Confucius said that.
就是你昨天经历的那件事。
That's exactly what happened yesterday.
听着听着，很多人眼眶就热了。
Listening, many people's eyes were already wet.
于丹。
于丹
1965年生在北京，父亲长期从事古典文学研究。
Born in 1965, he grew up in Beijing, where his father was a long-time scholar of classical literature.
他从小在书堆里长大。
He grew up in a book-filled environment.
先秦文学，诸子百家。
The literature of the Peking period, the 100 schools of thought,
是他童年的背景音。
It's the background noise of his childhood.
但他后来选择的专业是影视传媒，在北师大教书。
But he later chose to teach film and media at North Beijing Normal University.
同时为中央电视台几十档节目做策划。
At the same time, I am responsible for planning for dozens of programs on CCTV.
东方时空今日说
Oriental Times said today.
法艺术人生他都参与过， 这个经历
He has participated in this experience.
让他成了一个罕见的混血型学者
He became a rare hybrid scholar.
既有古典文学的底子
With a solid foundation in classical literature.
又深谙电视传播的规律
Also, he is well aware of the rules of television transmission.
他太清楚
He knows it well.
观众的耳朵喜欢什么了
What the audience likes
不能太深
Don't be too deep
要通俗
In simple terms
不能太散
Don't be too scattered
要抓住情感
To capture the emotion
不能让人觉得在被说教
Don't make people feel like they are being lectured
要说心得说感悟
To talk about experiences and insights.
说你我都懂得人间烟火。
I know that we all understand the everyday struggles of life.
2006年
2006.
百家讲坛的制片人找到他。
A producer from Beijing, a popular online education platform, found him.
请他讲论语。
Please have him recite the Analects.
那时候易中天刚讲完品。
At that time, Yi Zhongxun had just finished his lecture.
三国，严崇年刚讲完清十二立遗案，观众的胃口被吊得高高的。
After the case of Zhang Yu in the 13th year of the Jiaqing Emperor, the audience's appetite was greatly stimulated.
正等着下一道菜。于丹上场了。
Waiting for the next dish, Yan Yu is about to come on the field.
节目播出后
After the show was broadcast,
反响之大，连制片方自己都没料到，收视率
The response was so overwhelming that the production company was surprised by the viewership ratings.
节节攀升，签售现场人山人海。在北京王府井，他一场签出去一万多本书。
Crowded signing event in Wangfujing, Beijing. 1,000 books were moved out.
创下当时的签售记录。于丹《论语》心得先后卖出400多万册，书店门口排起长队。
Breaking the record at the time, Yuan Du's Analects sold over 4 million copies and long queues formed outside bookstores.
学校老师拿他的话
The teacher took his words.
当课堂素材。单位里同事见面就聊于丹
When a colleague met in class, they would talk about Yu Dan.
今天讲了什么
What was talked about today?
一个研究传播学的女教授
A female professor of communication studies
凭一己之力
With one's own strength
把2000多年前的《论语》送进了千家万户
Bring the Analects, which are over 2,000 years old, into every household
那时候很多人都说国学终于活了
At that time, many people said that traditional Chinese studies had finally come to life.
著名哲学家李泽厚说
Renowned philosopher Lai Zehu said,
他是精英和平民之间的桥梁。
He is a bridge between the elite and the common people.
北京大学教授汤一介也说
Professor Tang Yijie of Peking University also said,
社会需要更多这样的学者，让经典走出象牙塔。
Society needs more scholars like this one to bring classics out of the ivory tower.
但是，夸得越狠
，The more exaggerated the praise.
后来摔得越重，批评的声音从2007年就开始了。
Later, the criticism began in 2007.
先是北大、清华几位博士联名在网上发帖，措辞严厉，说
First, a group of PhDs from Peking University and Tsinghua University jointly posted online using harsh language.
于丹极度无知，传播错误。
Yuan Dan's extreme ignorance spread misinformation.
甚至有害的思想，要求他。
Even harmful thoughts require.
他从百家讲坛下课。
He dropped out of the Hundred Schools Academy.
随后，史学界。
Subsequently, the academic community.
文化界，各路媒体纷纷加入。
Media from all walks of culture have joined.
声势越来越大。
The sound is getting louder.
批评集中在几个地方。
The review focused on several aspects.
第一是硬伤太多。
First, there are too many problems.
于丹引用原文经常不加出处。
Yuan Dan often quotes without attribution.
把古人的名和字搞混。
Confuse the names and characters of ancient people.
把不同年代的章节混在一起。
Mix different eras of chapters together.
讲，历史学讲究。
History is a discipline that emphasizes.
无证不信，这种错误在专业学者眼里是不可原谅的。
Unlicensed, I don't believe in this kind of error.
第二是借《论语》的外壳。
Second, it borrows the shell of the Analects.
自说自话。
To talk about oneself.
著名历史学者朱维铮的批评。
Criticism by famous historian Zhu Weizheng.
最为直接。
The most direct.
他说。
He said.
于丹不知《论语》为何物。
Yu Dan didn't know what the Analects were.
没有一句心得是他自己的。
None of the advice was his own.
这话虽然重。
This is a heavy statement.
但在学术界引起了很大的共鸣。
It has resonated strongly with academics.
第三是内容浅薄。
Third, the content is shallow.
说白了。
In short,
他讲的那一套太像心灵鸡汤了。
What he said sounded like a bunch of motivational speeches.
道理听着都对。
The logic sounds reasonable.
但经不起推敲。
But it cannot withstand scrutiny.
情感上很温暖。
Warm emotionally.
但回到现实里用不上。有人批评他割裂孔子的思想体系，用个人体验替代学术考据。
But in the real world, it is not useful to have someone criticize him for isolating Confucius's thinking and requiring personal experience to replace academic research.
这些批评有些是学术层面的较真。
Some of these criticisms are academic and focused on specific details.
有些是意气之争。
There are some disputes.
但有一条是真实的，于丹把《论语》讲得太顺滑了，顺滑到。
But there is one that is true, and that is that Confucius said things in a smooth and flowing way.
把经典本该有的棱角和重量都磨掉了。
The classic books have lost all their original features and weight.
孔子的《论语》不只是教人。
The Analects of Confucius is not just about teaching people.
如何在职场里圆融处事，不
How to handle matters in the workplace.
只是给焦虑的现代人递一块温热的手帕，它
Not just a warm, comforting blanket for anxious modern people.
里面有对礼崩乐坏的忧愤。
It contains a good example of violating etiquette.
对君子人格的严苛要求。
Some children have strict requirements.
有对政治与道德的深刻。
There are strict requirements for politics and morality.
追问，这些东西在于丹的讲述里几乎消失了。
The reason for questioning these things is that they are almost absent in Dan's narration.
剩下的是一碗喝起来很舒服。
The remaining was a bowl of delicious soup.
但没什么营养的汤。
But no nutritious soup.
而于丹本人在走下讲坛之后。
And after Professor Yu Dan stepped down from the podium.
一桩接一桩的诗言和风波。
A series of poems and rumors.
也一步步透支了公众对他的好感。
He also gradually eroded the public's goodwill towards him.
有一次
Once,
他在央视讲昆曲。
He was giving a conch performance on CCTV.
讲到邯郸记李卢生被贬陕州的故事。
Speaking about the story of Han Lai, a scholar from Handan who was exiled to Shaanxi.
随口说了一句
I just said it.
陕州就是现在的陕西。这个说法立刻被戏迷戳穿陕州。
The statement that Shaanxi refers to the present-day Shaanxi immediately refuted by fans.
根本不是陕西省。
Not from Shaanxi province.
而是河南省三门峡市的古地名。
It is also the ancient name of the city of Samakshir, Henan province.
这种基本功的失误
This basic skill error
让观众觉得这不像一个严谨的学者
Make the audience feel that this is not a rigorous scholar.
更像一个拿腔拿调的大忽悠
More like a big shot who likes to use guns and make threats.
还有人说他走红之后就变了。
Some people say that he changed after becoming famous.
签售的时候笑脸相迎。
When signing books, greet with a smile.
转头就对助理呵斥。给地方官员和企业演讲一小时，出场费。
Turned around and scolded the assistant for charging a fee of 1 hour for giving speeches to local officials and businesses.
传闻不菲。
Rumor has it.
把这些零零碎碎的小事拼凑在一起。
Put these scattered pieces together.
观众心里就形成了一个印象。
The audience has formed an impression.
你这碗传统文化的心灵鸡汤。
This is a bowl of traditional culture soul soup.
自己喝得心花怒放。
Drinking alone, feeling elated.
拿它当商品卖给大众了。
Sell it as a product to the public.
一旦信任消耗光了。
Once trust is lost.
再大的光环也得褪色。
Even the greatest fame will eventually fade.
所以才有了2012年那个夜晚那个画面，很多人至今记得台上的灯光打在他脸上。
That's why the image from that night in 2012, where he was on stage with the lights shining on his face, is still remembered by many people.
台下的嘘声
The quiet in the room.
一浪高过一浪
One after another.
那种落差不只是一个人的难堪。
This difference is not just a personal embarrassment.
更像是一个时代的某种东西。
More like a relic of a bygone era.
在那一刻
At that moment,
咔嗒一声断掉了。
Snap and it broke.
有人后来评论说于丹被虚。
Some people later commented that Yu Dan was a liar.
关键不在于他当时说了什么。
The key is not what he said at that time.
而是他一向的言行过度透支了公众对他的信任。
Instead, his excessive and irresponsible behavior has eroded public trust in him.
被轰是迟早的事。
It was inevitable.
这话说得冷。
This is a cold statement.
但不是没有道理。
But there is no reason.
那么于丹到底做对了什么？
So what did Yu Dong do right?
又做错了什么？
What did I do wrong again?
咱们不带偏见地说。
Let's be objective.
于丹走进千家万户。
Yun Dan entered every household.
讲心得，谈人生感悟。
Sharing experiences and reflections on life.
这并不全是坏事。
This isn't all bad.
有网友说了句挺实在的话。
A netizen said something very practical.
于丹只是做了件
Yun Dan just did one thing.
让千千万万普通人可以走进论语的事儿。
Make the analects accessible to millions of ordinary people.
在推广文化这一点上
In terms of promoting culture,
他功不可没。
He is indispensable.
还有人说我也是博士。
Some people also say I'm a doctor.
但我支持于丹。
I support Yu Dan.
他最大的贡献是让老百姓重新喜欢上了原来那些枯燥乏味的四书五经。
His greatest contribution was to make the common people rediscover their love for those previously tedious and monotonous four books and five classics.
这些话是真的。对，很多在生活里碰壁落寞的普通人来说，
These words are truly relevant to many ordinary people who have faced setbacks and disappointments in life.
于丹不是虚伪的骗子。
Yun Dan is not a hypocritical liar.
而是在茫然之际给他们递过手帕的贴心人。
And the kind person who handed them a handkerchief in their moment of confusion.
那七天的讲座
The seven-day lecture.
那四百多万册书里面装着很多人在某个疲惫的夜晚被轻轻抚慰过的心情。
The over 400,000 books contain the feelings of many people who have been gently comforted in a weary night.
这件事儿不应该被轻易否定。
This matter should not be dismissed lightly.
但于丹的问题也是真实的。
But the problem of Yudan is also real.
他的问题不在于试图点燃普通人的阅读兴趣。
His problem is not in trying to spark the interest of ordinary people in reading.
而在于一旦获得了巨大的名声和商业回报之后
The key lies in once you have gained great fame and commercial success.
他似乎不太清楚怎么拿捏这个分寸了。
He seems to be unsure of how to handle this situation.
讲课变成副业。
Turn teaching into a side job.
时尚。
Fashion.
商业、娱乐。
Business and entertainment.
哪里都能见到他的身影。
You can see him everywhere.
久而久之。
In the meantime,
观众会产生一个巨大的疑问。
The audience will have a huge question.
你到底是一个学者还是一个明星？
Are you a scholar or a celebrity?
你说这事儿怪不怪同样一个人，同样一张嘴？
You said that this matter is strange or not.
2006年讲出来的话
In 2006, what was said
能让人落泪。
Able to make people cry.
2012年讲出来的话
What I said in 2012
换来的是虚声
This results in empty words.
内容没变多少，变的是那个人在观众心里的分量，信任
The content hasn't changed much, but the person's importance and trust in the eyes of the audience has changed.
这东西攒起来慢，花起来快。
This thing takes a long time to accumulate, but it can be used quickly.
你每一次失言
Every time you break your promise.
每一次被人拍到在台上端架子
Every time someone is photographed standing on stage with a microphone.
台下甩脸色
Turn away.
都是在往那个账户里取钱。
All of them are withdrawing money into that account.
取到最后，账户空了。
Empty account at the end.
你在说什么？观众都不想听了。
What are you saying? Nobody wants to hear it.
把《论语》讲成成功学的鸡汤，会不会消解了
Will explaining the analytics as a kind of success-oriented self-help.
经典本该有的厚重与批判精神。
A classic should have both substance and critical thinking.
如果年轻一代翻开《论语》
If the younger generation opens the analytics,
只是为了给自己找职场生存法则
Just to find a way to survive in the workplace.
那古圣贤的宏愿恐怕就要被辜负了。
The great aspirations of the ancient sages may be in vain.
听众读经典，不只是来求安慰。
The audience comes to read classics not just for comfort.
求抱抱的。
I
更是希望从中看到古人对宏大命题的思考。
I also hope to see the ancient peoples thinking about grand themes.
看到对世道人心的犀利反省，一旦变成了纯粹抚慰焦虑情绪的读者核定本，经典的味道就变了。于丹从红的发紫到跌落神坛的轨迹。
Once a sharp and insightful reflection on the world and human nature has become a purely comforting and reassuring text for readers, the trajectory of Yu Dan from red to falling from grace has changed.
是当代文化消费史里一个足以写进教科书的案例。
It is a case that is worthy of being written into the history of contemporary cultural consumption.
他告诉我们
He told us,
大众可以容忍一个说书人在台上高高讲古
The audience can tolerate a storyteller who speaks loudly on stage.
但当这个人把江湖营生带到纯粹的文化高台上时
However, when this person brings the underworld business to a purely cultural level,
他们也完全有气魄
they also have the courage,
把她撵下场
kick her out of the arena,
想要讲好国学
to tell a good story about traditional Chinese studies,
还真得先读懂人心
you really need to understand people first,
想要讲好《论语》
To speak good Mandarin
还真得先学会如何做人名气
You really need to learn how to build a reputation
这东西终归有一天会枯竭
This thing will eventually run out
当名气不再续费人品
When fame no longer renews one's character
这张信用卡时间一到立刻归零
This credit card is immediately reset when the due date arrives
老祖宗的东西能够跨越千年流传下来
Grandpa's things can be passed down through the ages
靠的不是哪一个人的鼓吹与粉饰
It's not about the hype and embellishment of any one person
而是因为他们自身每一个字都在闪光
Instead, it was because every word they uttered shone with their own light.
就算某一天
Even if one day,
某个人的光环褪色了
Someone's halo has faded.
经典依然会归来，带着他的全部力量
Classic will return with all his strength.